Today we're going to learn Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. We're holding on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and we're in the middle of discussing the we're up to the words Va'al Ishto Lahariga. So we're in the middle of discussing why it is that there was a gezeira against his wife to get killed. Meaning we were discussing that Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion was accused. Why wasn't he? Why was he engaged in being Osek in Torah? And he said, Kasher Tzivani Hashem Elokai. So they made a gezerah that he was going to be burnt. His ishto, his wife, was lahariga, was going to be killed, and his daughter to be in a kuba shalzono. So the Gemara is in the middle of discussing why he was punished dafka with these three things. So val ishto lahariga. What's the reason al ishto lahariga? Delo micha bei, because she didn't object to him when he said Hashem's name with all of its letters, Bifarhesya. So Mikan Omer, call me Sheshba Delimcha, Sveinamocha, Nenashalav. And you see from here that someone who has the ability to object, someone else doing an Aveira, and meaning has the ability to object, meaning in a meaningful way, where the person is going to be. We may desist from that behavior, and they don't do it, they don't object, so they're punished for failure to object. Valbito leshev bekuba shalzonos, and his daughter, there was a gezerah that she had to sit in a kuba shalzonos, that she had to be amongst the zonos. Dam Rabbi Yochanan pamachas veisabita malachas v'te gedolei romi, because one time his daughter was walking amongst the gedolei romi. Omru kama noos psioseh shal rivazu, and the gedolei romi were looking at her, and they were saying, wow, look at that beautiful woman walking by. So all of a sudden she started being more careful in the way that she walked, to even look more beautiful and more dignified. And that's not something to do, that a Bas Yisrael is supposed to do, to try to draw more attention to herself, that they should be looking at her more. Kol kvud bas melech pnima. So that, therefore, she was punished. And that's aligned with what Reb Shmuel Lakish says. May dechsev avon akeba yisubeni avon osha adam dash ba'akev of bal mazeh. Those sins that a person tramples on with his heels in this world, like this young lady walking in such a way with her heels, they're going to cause them problems in the Yom HaDin. When all three of them came out from the din after these gezeros were made against them, they acknowledged God's divine righteousness. Hu Amar Hatsur Tamim Pa'alo. Rabbi Chanina said, Hatsur Tamim Pa'alo. The Ishto Amra and his wife said, Kel emuna ve'ein avel. Bito Amra, and the daughter said, Godol ha'itzav v'rav ha'lilia asher einecha pekuchos al kol darachai, al kol darchei b'nei adam v'chulei, the pasuk goes on, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees everything and pays the person back for everything that they have done and punishes them for every minor aveira. Amra b'kama gedolim tzadikim alalu, she'nizdam l'hen sholosh mekro shal tzidik adin b'shas tzidik adin. What great tzadikim these are, that they weren't so terrified from death, that they were able to have the serenity and the focus to come up with all three psukim of Tzidduk HaDin at the time of Tzidduk HaDin. Now the Gemara brings another maisa with Rabbi Chanina, who was also in Torah at a time of danger. So main point number one is we went through the punishments of Rabbi Chanina, his wife, and his daughter, and their acknowledgement of God's righteousness. So now says Gemara, Tan Rabban, Kshchala Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, Halach Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion Levakro. Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma got sick, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion went to visit him. Amr lo, so Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma said to Rabbi Chanina, Chanina achi, Iyatu yodei Hashum azum in Hamshmayim him lichua, don't you know that this nation has been has taken charge because of Gzerim and Hashmayim, that this is something that's divinely ordained? Sheikh Rivas Beso Vasarfa Sechalo Vahargas Chasida Vavibda Stovav and Adayin Hikayemas, that if they had the ability to destroy the Beis Hamikdash and burn the Hechal and kill the Chasidim and lay to waste the good people amongst us, and they're still surviving, obviously it's Min HaShemayim, and since it's Min HaShemayim, don't fight with them by in a public way, because you're gonna lose. Vani Shamati Alecha, and yet I hear about you, Shati Yoshi Vasik Batorah. Torah, Makil Kilos Barabim, Vesefer Munach, Lacha Bechekecha, that you're being Osik in Torah, and you're gathering large masses of people, and you have a Sefer Torah in your lap, and the Malchus made a Gzera, you're not allowed to do this. So it's not a very good idea. So Amalor Rabbi Chanina defended himself, he said, Minash Shemaim Yirachmu, that there should be Rachmanas Minash Shemaim. Amalor Rabbi Yossi says to Rabbi Chanina, Ani Omer Lacha Dvarim Shel Tam, I'm telling you things that are reasonable. Vata Omer Li Minash Shemaim Yirachmu, and you're just going to tell me that Minash Shemaim there should be Rachmanas? Tamea Ani Im Lo Yisrafu Aschave Sefer Torah Be'esh. I wonder if you and your Sefer Torah are not going to both get burnt. So once Rabbi Yossi had given him Musar that he was teaching Torah Barabim and he was causing that he's going to get killed and the Sefer Torah was going to be burnt, Amar Lo Rabbi Ma Ani L'Chayel Maba. So Rabbi Chanina was concerned, maybe I'm doing something wrong and maybe I won't be Zoche to Chayel Maba. Is this going to stop me from going to Chayel Maba? So Amar Lo Rabbi Yossi says to Rabbi Chanina, Klo Maisa Bal Yadecha? Well, maybe you can explain to me, has there been anything particularly good that you've done that you deserve Chayel Maba for? So Amar Lo, he says, yeah, one time, Moshe Purim, Nischalfuli, B'Moshe Tzedakah, one time, money that I had designated for Sudas Purim got mixed in with money that was set aside for Tzedakah, V'chilaktim L'aniyim, and instead of giving, guessing or keeping it for myself, I gave it all to Tzedakah. Amar Lo, Im Kein, Mechalkecha Yehei Chalki, U'migarolcha Yehei Gorali. If that's the maisa that you've done, then I should be zocha to the same Olam Haba that you are zocha to. So that's the story of Rabbi Chanina. That's main point number two. When Rabbi Chanina was teaching Torah in public, Rabbi Yossi was critical of him, but still said he's going to go to Olam Haba because he was careful with tzedakah money. Now another story about the death of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. Amru lo hayyam watimat shenifter Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma valchu kol gedoli rami levakra v'spidu hespid gadol. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma died and all the gedoli rami went lekavra, not levakra, lekavra to bury him, and they said a big hespid b'chazaros and matzul Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion shay Yossi v'esuk b'torah makil kils brabim the sefer Torah munach lebecheiko. And when they came back, excuse me, they found Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion sitting and learning Torah and gathering groups of people with the Sefer Torah in his lap. So the Romans arrested him and they wrapped him in the Sefer Torah v'kifu b'chavilis muros, and they surrounded him with flammable material v'etzisu b'enes ha'or, and they lit him on fire v'yivus v'gun shal tzemer v'sharim b'mayim, and they soaked these large things of wool in water v'yinichu malibo and put it near his heart, so that he wouldn't die quickly. He would suffer from the pain of the burning, and he would suffer terrible yisurin. Amar lo bitos, Rabbi Chanina's daughter said to him, Abba, erecha bekach, how can I look at you like this? This is the schar of all the Torah that you've got, that you've gotten, that you're going to die in such a gruesome way. Amar lo, Rabbi Chanina said, El mali ani nisrafti levadi, haya davar kashali. You know, if I was burning all by myself, this would be very hard to take. Achshav shani nisraf sefer Torah imi. But now that I am not burning by myself, I'm burning together with the Sefer Torah, the same Ribono Shel Olam who will pay them back for what they've done to the Sefer Torah, will do the same on my behalf as well. Amalo Talmidav, Rebbe, Ma Ataroa. So the Talmidim said, Rebbe, what do you see? Amalahen Gilion Nisrafin Va'osios Porchos. I see that the parchment is burning, but the letters are floating. Afat Pesach Picha V'dikanis Picha Eish. So the Talmidim said, why don't you open your mouth and let the fire enter so you'll die more quickly, you won't suffer as much. Amalahen Mutav She'itlan Misha Nasana Va'yichah. I'd rather that the same person who gave me life should take, not same person, the same one who gave me life should take away my life, and I don't want to do it to myself. Omulo Kaltstuniri, the guy who was the executioner, said to him, Rebbe, imani marba b'shal heves v'notel sfogin shal tzemra me'alibcha, atam v'yani l'chayel maba. How about the following deal? If I were to make the fire bigger and I remove the wet wool that's preventing the fire from burning you, would you bring me with you to Olam Haba? Amalo Hein, Rabbi Chanina said, yes, if you make me take away my suffering, you make me die quicker, I'll bring you with me to Olam Haba. He shavali, so the executioner said, swear to me, Shani, Nishbalo, he swore to him, Miyad Hirba Bishal Heves Venatal Svogan Shal Tsemer Mealibo, so he increased the fire, he took away the soaked wool, the Yatsu Nishmaso Bimehira, and he died very quickly. Afu Kafats Minafal Litocha Or, the executioner then jumped himself into the fire, Yatsa Baskal Yamra, and a heavenly voice came out, Rabbi Chinin ben Tridon Klatz Duniri, Mizumanim Hin Lechayel Mabo. Both Rabbi Chinin ben Tridon and the executioner are destined for Olam Haba. Bacha Rebbe, the Amar and Rebbe cried out and said his popular refrain, Yesh Kona Olamo B'Sha'a Achas, Yesh Kona Olamo B'Kama Shanim, that there are some people that are Kona, their entire world in one moment, and some that it takes many years for. So next main point over here is that Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion's death was initially a slow death by fire together with the Sefer Torah, but ultimately together with the executioner, he died quickly. Now the Gemara goes back to the Gzeira on the daughter of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion to sit in the Kubba Shel Zonos. So the Gemara tells us, Bruria de Bitu de Rabbi Meir, Bruria, Rabbi Meir's wife, Barte de Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, have I happened to have been the daughter of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. Amr lo, so Bruria said to her husband, Rabbi Meir, Zila bimilsa de Yosva Achtoi be Kubba Shel Zonos. It's degrading that my sister is sitting amongst the Zonos, meaning they were both daughters of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. Shakal Tarkava didn't even azel. So Rabbi Meir took some money, 3 kav of golden coins, and he went to the place where his sister-in-law was. So Amar Rabbi Meir said to himself, "Ilo usavid ba isura misavid nisa. Iav di isura lo usavid la nisa." He says, "I'm going to do a test over here. If she didn't violate any isurim, then I'm sure Hashem is going to do a miracle for her. If she has violated isurim, then Hashem will not do a miracle for her." So Gemara tells us that Rabbi Meir went to check her out if she was protecting herself or not. Azul nakat nafshe kichad prasha. So he went and he in a disguise, like one of these people. Amr la hishmini li. So Rameir tried to proposition her. Come, be mizana with me. Amr la dashtana anash. Says, sorry, I'm a nida now. Amr la misrach namirtach. I'll wait for you until you're no longer a nida. Amr la nefishin tuva deshapir minai. So she said, nah, what do you need me for? There are so many other women here that are more beautiful than me. So Amr Shmami no lo of the Isura. So Rameir says, I see that obviously, even though she's hanging out amongst the Zonos, she doesn't behave like them. She hasn't violated any Isur. Called the Asi Amr Lehachi. And obviously, anyone who tries to proposition her, she gives the same excuse. Ah, Manida, there are other beautiful women, you don't need me. Azul Gabe Shomer Dita. So Rameir went to the Shomer, who is supposed to watch over these women. Amr Le Havane Ale. So Rameir said to the Shomer, bring me this woman, meaning the daughter of Vichrin Ben Tradion, Rameir's sister-in-law. Amalei, Mistafina mi Malchusa. So the Shomer said, now I'm afraid the Malchus is going to go after me if I allow this woman to escape. Amalei, Rameir said, Shkol Tirkva Dinri, Palga Plachu, Palga Avilach. Take these 3 calves of Dinari Zav. Half of them you could use to bribe the Malchus every time they come and they have tainas on you, that you allow this woman to escape. And the other half you keep for yourself. Amalei, so the Shomer said to Rameir, V'chishalmi mayavid, and when I run out of coins, then what am I going to do? The Malchus is going to keep on coming after me. Amalei, Ema Eloka de Meir Aneni Umitzalt. All you have to do is say that the God of Meir should answer me, and you'll be saved. Nothing's going to happen to you. Amalei, so the Shomer said, Umi Yemar Dahachi Ika. Who says that that's true, that such a trick works? So Amalei, Hashtachazis. So Rameir says, you're going to see right now that such a tefillah is going to work. Havuhani Kablu Davu Ka'achli Inshi. There were these dogs that were eating people. Shakal Kala Shadabuhu. Rameir took a piece of clod of earth and he threw it at these dogs. So he was getting them angry. Havakasu Lemichle. The dogs started coming to attack Rav Meir. And what did Rav Meir do? Amar Eloka de Meir Aneni. He said, Eloka de Meir Aneni. That tefillah, that the God of Meir should answer me. Shavkua. And the dogs left him alone. So Yahavale. So then the Shomer said, okay, you got a deal. If such a tefillah is going to work for me, then you got a deal. I'll let you take the woman. The selfish Tama Milsa Be Malka. Eventually, the Malchus heard that the Shomer who was supposed to be keeping the daughter of Rabbi Chanan ben Tzvi and had let her go, Asua asku l'zkiva. So they brought him to hang him, to the gallows to hang him. Amar elaka demeir aneni, and he said this tefillah, Achtua. So they right away took him down from the gallows. Amrulei mayhai, and they said to him, what's this thing you're saying? Amrulu hachi avamaisa. So he said, well, I'll tell you, I'm saying this because I met this fellow, Rabbi Meir. He's the one that bought her, that bought this woman, and he told me that this is going to work, and it seems to be working so far. So they went and they engraved the image of Rabbi Meir on the gate and of the entrance of Rome. Amri called the Chazi the Partufa Hadein Lysay, and they said he became like on the most wanted. Anyone who sees this person, bring him to us. Yomachad Chazyuhi. One time they saw Rabbi Meir, Rahat Abasre, and they chased him. Rat Mikamayu al the Bezonos. So he ran from them and he went into the Bezonos in order that they shouldn't think that he's Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir doesn't normally hang out in a Bezonos. Ikada Amri Bishuli of the Chav Mechaza. Some say that he found their food that was cooked by Goyim, which a Jew is not allowed to eat, and in order that they shouldn't realize that he's Rabbi Meir, Tomash Baha, Matak Baha, he would dip one of his fingers in the food and lick another finger to make it look like he's eating the food. Igada, I mean, others say, Asel Yo, Idimle Kizona Karachte, and that Elio and Navi came and disguised as a Zona and embraced him, wrapped himself around him. So Amri, they said, Chas v'shalom, Ira Meir Havalava Avadachi. If this were really Rabbi Meir, he wouldn't do this. This must just be someone who looks strikingly like Rabbi Meir, but it's not actually Rabbi Meir. Come Arak Asa Lebavel. So Rabbi Meir quickly ran away to Bavel. Ikadamri Mahai Maisa, Vikadamri Maisa de Bruria. Some say he ran away to Bavel because of this Maisa that he was wanted, and some say it was from the Maisa that happened with Bruria. That one time Bruria had mocked what the Chum say, that Nashim Daitan Kalos Alein. So Rabbi Meir said that eventually she would be Moda, that it's true that Nashim are Daitan Kalos, and he told one of his Talmidim to try to go seduce her, and the fellow tried until eventually Bruria succumbed to the seduction. And when Rabbi Meir knew about this, when she found out that Rabbi Meir had tested her, she killed herself. So Rabbi Meir ran away to Bavel because of the terrible busha that whole episode brought him. So last main point over here is the story of Rabbi Meir freeing the daughter of Rabbi Chanan ben Tradion from the Bezonos by using the tefillah of Alaka de Meir Anemi. Okay, we'll stop there, and by the Shem, next time we'll do Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis.